Nathan Alpers, Prairie Home, Missouri.
And Nathan, we've been hearing that there's been some pretty good progress in your area. How are things harvest-wise going for you on your farm?
Yes, we started out slow. We ordered a new grain dryer, and it was 3 weeks late on receiving it. So we should have been and could have been done if our dryer would have come in on time. But since it didn't come in, we're still harvesting corn. There's some farmers in the area cutting beans, mainly, I think, to get some wheat put on. But harvest is rolling pretty good here in Cooper County. We've got some rains, but not enough to knock us out much more than a day or a half a day. So we've got one good week of corn left, and then we'll be done with corn and we'll switch to beans.
So how are your yields looking?
Yields are variable. Our best would be about 215, and you know, our worst is in around that 160. We're done with the 215 yield now. We're on to some of our last couple days of planting back in April, where we had some thinner stands, too good to tear up, but we needed to patch in and spot in, and there's still some bigger holes out there than probably what we've seen, and not a perfect stand, so you're not going to get a perfect yield.
Sure. And you planted the last of your corn in late April, or did you?
Yes. We finished up, I believe, the 24th or 5th of April. That last couple of days of planting was a train wreck. I mean, it went in good, but then that's when we got the weather, and we couldn't have replanted it much before the first week of June. And then when you're planting corn in June, you're behind the eight ball. Now that I knew it rained all summer and it stayed, you know, remotely cool, I should have tore it all up and replanted it. I haven't shelled any of the late corn. We replanted one field due to wireworms. So we'll when we shell that field, we'll know if we made the right decision or a wrong decision on the last, you know, 400 or 500 acres. But until it's hard to predict Mother Nature. So.
Oh yeah, if you had a crystal ball, I guess that would be helpful. But nobody does. What about your soybeans?
Soybeans. I guess they're the wild card to me. They look phenomenal. I've heard some yields here around Cooper County, but none that I can confirm. But I've heard, you know, making in the 50s. But I don't, you know, it's just what I've heard. But they sure look that good. And wouldn't be surprised if we had some fields maybe go 60. They're full pods and full beans, and they just look really good. So, and they're progressing. Our group 3s are ready. Our group 4s need about another week. That's why we decided to just stay on corn and try to get it done. A windstorm won't blow beans over like it could blow corn down. So,
sure. And how late did you get your beans in?
Most of our beans were still planted in May, but you know, I sure wanted to plant some in April, but just the time we got done with corn, it rained. But we were in the middle of the late part of May with most all of it.
Okay. And you were not subject to a lot of the flooding that, you know, folks in many other areas of the state were in. So you didn't have to deal. I mean, no doubt you had challenges, but not the ones that we're seeing with Prevent Plant and all that.
Well, we do farm some bottom ground, and so that's why we're staying on corn. We don't have near the bean acres. We can knock our bean crop out pretty quick with two machines, providing they run. We just had one catch on fire, but we lost 600 acres in the river bottom due to the flood. So them are harvested already.
Okay, your combine caught fire. What happened?
Yeah, I was just shelling corn this morning. We was unloading on the go, and I was cleaning the combine out. Stopped on the end, you know, I guess thank God I stopped. And as I was letting the combine clean out, I seen smoke started rolling out the front of the feeder house. We've got radios in our machines, and hollered at one of my guys that was in the grain cart, and I said, I think this thing's on fire. And we got it shut off and had fire extinguishers, and the problem was we couldn't find the fire. Smoke was coming out all ends of it, but we couldn't find it. But it was just smoldering inside the machine around the rotor. Now the troubling factor is all the bearings and everything looks good. So now we're scratching our head of where it come from, how it started, and if it's going to start again. So it'll be a different feeling for a few hours in the seat.
Yeah, it's going to put you behind a little bit, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, could have been worse. The machine's still running and it's green. It's not black. So it could have been worse. I just hope it don't catch on fire again, knowing where it come from or how it started.
Definitely. Well, the challenges of modern farming. You mentioned your beans. Now, did you get prevent plant on those 600 acres?
Yes.
Okay. And
yeah. And then we lost two fields of corn down there, but they were smaller. It was just a normal crop rotation for us. That's the only reason why we had more beans down there. But yeah, we had to take prevent planting because we couldn't. There was water standing in the fields whenever we were trying to plant. All we could do is plant the high spots. We decided to wait with high water coming, and then the levee give away. So,
has that levee been fixed?
Nope, it's still open. We're trying, last I've heard, we're trying to get a determination from the Corps on what they're going to do to help us, or if they are or what. So with the river at 26 feet, we can't even get back there to it now. So. That's a concern for us. You know, I wanted to plant wheat down there, but it's hard to plant wheat down there with an open hole in the levee. So trying to figure out next year's crop rotation is a concern whenever you're trying to make a decision with a hole in the levee and the water's been high all year. So,
absolutely. So this year isn't over yet, but how would you characterize it? How would you sum it up so far in terms of comparing it to others?
I guess I'd say wild. From calving, we've had issues from calving back in the spring and the cold winter and all the snow to we didn't have the drought scare, but with the high water, it was my first experience of sandbagging in the river bottom. I hope I don't have to do that again, but just up and down roller coaster, it seems like to me, with the year, but you know, I guess need to stop and thank the Lord that you're still here and he's blessed us with a good crop because we're above average on our crops. So all in all, I think it's going to be okay with the yield if we can just keep the prices up.